Hello, everybody. This is episode number 56 of Add This to Your List. We are fresh off of the Oscars and the Indie Spirit Awards, and as you can probably tell from my voice, I am incredibly sick because I'm so damn run down by awards season.
Yes.
I am one of your three lovely co-hosts, Tom Chuba, and I am joined by Fumi Sumato.
Hi.
And Mark J. Parker.
What's up?
So, we've all been really busy, and we could catch up and shoot the shit, guys, but there's just so much to talk about, so let's just dive right in. What do you think? Should we do it?
Yeah. Let's do it. Wow. Big weekend. Award season is now finally over.
Oh, my God. Praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise emoji hands. Yes.
What'd you guys think?
Well, yeah, I mean, let's give a quick rundown. So, the Oscars aired this past Sunday night. And we now know that the winner of Best Picture this year is Green Book.
Uh-huh.
We know that Mahershala Ali won Best Supporting Actor. Regina King won Best Supporting Actress. Olivia Colman stole Glenn Close's moment, and she got Best Actress. And
I'm not mad at
Rami Malek, unfortunately, got Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody.
And then so fell off the stage. Awards.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Like, that's what you get for stealing it from
Brad. Right?
Yeah.
So what'd you guys think? I mean, the Oscars did a lot of things different this year. There was no host, and it seemed to work out because they got 12% increase in viewership from year over year from last year. So what do you think overall? Good show? I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was a great show. I think that they should go hostless every year.
Totally.
Or at least take a moment before you get a host again. Like,
yeah.
With all of the stuff that was in the news, like, they did just a great job. It was fun. I loved the opening act. I loved Tina.
Oh,
and Amy and Maya.
Oh, the dream.
That was great. That was all
so
you needed.
Funny.
The dream team. Yes, you're so right. I agree with you guys. I don't think they need a host. I mean, the Golden Globes for years had no host, and it was great. I don't think they need a host at the Oscars. I think open it up with a musical act, whether it's a nominee or just something random like Queen. Was this like an anniversary for Queen, do we know? Or did they just...
I don't know. I think it's all tied to
Bohemian.
Yeah. They were let's get Queen to perform.
Totally. Yeah. But that was really fun. And then, all you need is just have a duo or a trio of some funny people just kind of crack some jokes. And only do about 5 minutes of that. I mean, it was perfect. And then go right into the awards. But still, even though with no host, just like we thought, they still went over 22 minutes.
They did.
Oh, man. It's funny because I thought it was going really well. And it was like 10:40 and there were three awards left. And then four awards left, excuse me. And then fucking Barbra Streisand comes on stage.
Yeah.
And they must have been nervous that it was going to end early, right? Because they have ads that they have to show within that time block. So they must have been like, kill some time, bitch.
Oh,
and
wow,
she definitely killed some time.
Oh, yeah.
She got way more airtime than any other fucking presenter.
And it was nice. It was nice that she was such a fan of Black Klansman, right? She was going on and on about...
Yeah, she went on and on about it.
But it's like, girl, okay, like, do a little shout-out and then get to it. Yeah, I know. And I do feel like as the night went on, which we knew this would happen, you know, they gave some awards speeches, some winners a little longer than others. But can we just talk about quickly, though? I feel like a lot of these winners were not prepared. I feel I just feel like a lot of these winners were like slowly,
the hair and makeup people?
Yeah, they just were slowly walking down the aisle. It's like your time has begun, and then when they're up there, they're like,
I think they genuinely did not realize that they were gonna win.
I just feel like
when you sit them that far away from the stage, like, I don't think I'm winning, you know?
Right. But then it's just so funny when they really, when someone goes on and on. And then they hand it over to the other guy. The lights are out. The music's playing. That guy ain't talking.
Yeah,
and then they're
like
standing there shocked. It's like, yeah, guys, like you gotta run to that podium and like, you know,
And then you have somebody like Lady Gaga who didn't even give the other three people that win the award with her the chance to say something.
Yeah, but it's all about her anyway. Which, that performance, I mean, all...
Oh my God,
I thought all the musical numbers were great. Poor Jennifer Hudson was flat.
Oh, yeah, what was up with that?
Wait, you guys thought Jennifer Hudson was flat?
Oh, for sure.
Were I'm not the only one. I saw a bunch of articles.
Performance?
Oh, boom. Go back and watch that last note. She was screaming a flat note. I would not be surprised if she just didn't get the right stuff in her ears or something. But no, she was not what she normally is, poor girl. And she just had that great moment on The Voice that, like, was viral. So we know she's an awesome performer, but she sort of, you know, messed up a bit. But the others were great. And, yeah, that Shallow performance, I mean, shit, mesmerizing, right?
Oh my God! I mean,
they didn't even
at the end. I really thought they were gonna kiss.
Oh, I know. I thought for sure, like, they were gonna
like, oh my God, right in front of Arena.
No, I know. Like, I thought it was so funny how I liked how they came out from the crowd with no announcer, but then, like, it's kind of like if they're gonna step out and hold hands, Irina's right there in the middle of them. Like, maybe did
they
you
do it like over her?
Yeah, they're just like, okay, like. Kind of awkward, but I mean,
they're like, this bitch don't matter.
Yeah, she's just like, whatever, you guys do your thing. I'm so sick of the song, you know. But no, it sounded great. They both were very orange, but awesome job. And I mean, we were watching the show and we're like, God, Gaga is so orange and her hair is so white blonde. I really want a creamsicle.
Oh, I thought she looked radiant. I really did.
Oh yeah, she looked good. It just was like, whoa, girl, you really wanted to, you know, brighten up for TV. But yeah, I cannot believe Olivia Colman. Wow. I mean,
yeah, I'm so happy for her. I'm a huge fan of her since Broadchurch.
I loved her acceptance speech.
She is so charming, right?
So charming, so wonderful, so adorable. I could listen to her talk like for another 5 minutes.
I know. She was handling like the tears and the jokes like simultaneously. Like she was so great. And I do feel
and then she ends it with
Glenn.
Lady Gaga.
I know. Like, I know. So cute. She was truly shocked. I mean, I think that was like the true surprise of the night. Although, can we talk about Green Book? Really? God.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, what?
A lot of people are like, really? And Spike Lee apparently was.
Oh, yeah. He left.
Right? Did he walk out? He like just stormed out?
Yeah,
I think he stormed out, and then he got stuck at the doors. They wouldn't let him leave, so then he had to go back to his seat, but then he, like, turned his back on the...
Yeah, and I heard he got into a heated conversation with Jordan Peele during...
Jordan Peele probably was like, dude, like, you won tonight, like, calm down.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Wild.
But
overall, yeah, pretty good show. I don't think they need a host. I think they did it all pretty well.
Can we talk about the fact that Alfonso Cuarón won 3 Emmys last night? Or on
three
Oscar
Oscars.
Night.
Yeah. Right.
And they kept saying he only has 4 when he has 5. Like, I was, like, confused by, like, the mistake.
Oh, like total Oscars account. Of his career? Yeah, because he has at least 1 for Gravity.
He has 2. Yeah. Doesn't he have 2 at home? He has Gravity. And then what did he just win the other, like, a year or two ago?
Well, Gravity was a couple years ago. But before that, I mean, he's got a few. Let's look it up real fast. I'll look it up while we're chatting. But he definitely has a few.
Are you confusing him with Guillermo, Fum?
No.
Oh, that was nice that Guillermo was it. Okay, so he has 4 Oscars, according to IMDb. 3 for Roma and... Wait, what?
1 for Gravity.
Yeah, it says 4, but wait a minute. Oh, I see. Nominee. Yeah, 3. I'm sorry. 2, it says, for Roma because... The 1 for foreign language film does not go to him. He accepts it, but that goes to the country of Mexico.
What? Is that for all foreign language films?
Yes, that's for all foreign language films. No. Technically, the films are submitted by the country.
Uh-huh.
And so the director, producer, whoever, like they can designate who accepts it on their behalf. But that technically does not go to Alfonso's house. That goes to like some museum in Mexico. Sorry, Alfonso. You got your other 2, though. But yeah, so then
Alfonso's house.
So then with that in mind, so he has 2 for Roma and 2 for Gravity. He edited Gravity and he directed Gravity.
Right, exactly. Okay.
But he has a ton more nominations from Children of Men, Y Tu Mama Tambien. I mean, that guy's like Mr. Oscar. But I'm very happy for him. I mean, you know, we all agree, you know, as we said before, Roma is kind of meh. But, you know, he did a good job with, you know... doing it. So, sure, he got his awards love. Can we just briefly talk real quick? I know they were so obsessed about big movie stars and, like, big names. Did you guys think the presenters were kind of random? Like,
no.
I don't think I paid attention enough to think that. Oh, yeah, okay.
I didn't notice from that.
I just felt like a lot of, like, Serena Williams. Like, I think they were trying to get a very diverse, both in race, but also diverse in occupation. Like, because then we had that guy from Rage Against the Machine. Like, I just feel like these aren't really movie stars. Like, right. How do you say her last name? Steinberg?
Steinberg,
she's
yeah.
super cute, and she's definitely on the rise. But, like, interesting. So you're going to have her... I don't know. I just thought that was
so
interesting.
But The Hate
You
Give, because she was there because of The Hate You Give.
Right, right. And she was presenting, I think, like Green Book or one of the movies or
right,
something.
Right, with
But I just know that drama for a second of like, oh, we're not going to have Allison Janney and Gary Oldman and the previous winners, when it's like, your presenters weren't the biggest, like, global stars. I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Yeah. But a good group of people, you know. Yeah, I thought it was fun. And the Indie Spirit Awards, did you guys watch? I thought those were really, really fun.
I didn't watch.
No, but it seemed like Beale Street was the real big winner there, right? It won Picture, Director, Regina won Supporting Actress.
Might have won, I think, Score as well or something. I forget.
Ethan won for First Reformed.
Totally.
And Richard E. Grant won, right?
Richard E. Grant, yep. Actor. And Glenn Close won for Best Actress and brought her cute dog on stage. I mean, it was a really fun show. I was laughing a lot. Aubrey Plaza was a great host right in the beginning because Suspiria was getting a special Robert Altman Award for casting, which, you know, weird, wacky movie, but you got to give it to him. Like, I mean, that cast of women is pretty stellar. Because the whole night was witchy, like Aubrey and her coven of witches in the opening segment, the opening clip. You guys gotta watch it. It's her, Christina Ricci, Marissa Tomei, Rosanna Arquette, Marsha Gay Harden, and Sharon Stone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone comes out. She's like, I have our sacrifice. And it's one of the boys from Stranger Things. And they're talking about sacrificing Hollywood's youth. It's so wacky funny. I thought that was a really good time. I love the Indie Spirit Awards. Cute. Don't love that Beale Street one, but whatever. You know, you can't win them all.
And that's it. It's over, guys.
That's it. Wow. Marathon season is over.
Seriously.
Right?
I just saw today, 10 months till Christmas on Facebook.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
12 months till the Oscars
Let's
again.
Slow down a bit.
Relax, everyone.
Let's
all
get
right.
through summer.
Yeah. Let's have Word. Our. Let's enjoy not having to talk about what's going to be up for Best Picture for a little bit. For a minute, okay?
All right. So that was our little Oscars breakdown. Mm-hmm. And let's turn to something a little more serious now. Jussie Smollett, a name God. That all of America probably knows right now. And not for good reason.
No.
So just to recap, I'm sure everybody's very familiar with this case, but in case you're not, if you've been living under a rock somewhere, two or three weeks ago, he came to Chicago PD and said that he was attacked leaving a club around 2 a.m., by two men who were wearing red hats, as the news has been reporting it, but we all know that they were Make America Great Again hats. Mm. And they beat him up, they poured bleach on him, they called him the F word and the N word, homophobic and racist slurs, and then they tied a noose around his neck. Mm-hmm. And America was shocked and outraged, and everybody was just stunned by this
Absolutely.
News. And then it took a really strange turn of events where the Chicago PD, about a week ago, started saying that instead of him being a victim, Jussie Smollett was now being considered a suspect in the case.
Yes.
And now, it still remains to be seen, but the evidence doesn't look good, and it looks like he may have paid two men who were extras on Empire to stage the attack. And worse of all, it looks like that he might have done this because he is unhappy with his pay on Empire. Despicable. So let's get into it, guys. I mean, just, you know, as a podcast of a black girl and two gay guys, this just hits us in a really personal way. And Fumi, why don't you get into it? Tell us how tell the world how we're feeling.
You know, it's weird because when it first happened, you're super concerned. You want to make sure he's okay.
Sure.
At least that's where I came from. But after talking to some people, I had a lot of people who were like, actually, the story seems a little suspect from the beginning.
Yeah. It sort really? Of did.
And I was like, really? Yeah. And then you think about it and you hear what people said. It's like, first of all, MAGA, they don't know who Jesse is because they ain't watching Empire. Okay?
Right.
Not their brand. Also,
ooh,
Chicago.
Chicago.
When it happened.
Exactly.
Chicago was super cold. It was like negative 20 degrees.
2 in the morning.
So who's walking around the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning? And this is not a place where this, things like that happen in Chicago.
Totally.
I mean, it's Chicago has its problems. It's not like, obviously, I'm not saying that it doesn't, but it's a pretty liberal,
yeah,
mixed city. Like, there are people from all walks of life. Like, they're not really doing that kind of stuff there. And so after talking to people and hearing that, I was like, oh, wow. I didn't really think about it when it happened because I was so concerned about, like,
right, of course.
God, hopefully he's okay, and God, like, that's so sad that anybody would have to go through something like that. But after hearing about it, I'm like, actually,
yeah, there were some, there were some red
wow,
flags.
That's a good
there were
point.
Some red flags that I remember thinking, like, that's weird. He didn't take off the noose at all. He kept it on after he called the cops and, like, just mm-hmm. left it on. I feel like mm-hmm. you would not do that. Also, who's mm-hmm. on the phone at 2 a.m. with their manager? Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like, it's the entertainment industry. Like, you know, as we already know, we've talked about it. Like, there are kind of no rules. It's not, like, a super professional kind of world. But, like, you're right. really having a business call at 2 a.m.? What?
Yes.
If my manager was on the phone at 2 a.m., I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing at 2 a.m.? This is weird. You
right.
should be asleep, and then you should be up at 9.
Yeah.
So that was weird. Yeah, the whole thing is disappointing. And I just heard over the weekend, he apparently makes fine money for who he is. Can we all just remember, no one knew who Jussie Smollett was a couple weeks ago. Sure, Empire has a big fan base. But the name Jussie yeah. Smollett, most people were like, what? Who?
Who?
So
yeah.
no one knew who you were. And for $125,000 per episode, boy, you're doing
like, come
well.
On.
You're doing just well, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not Taraji and you're not Terrence.
Yeah.
You know, like, of course Taraji and Terrence are going to be making more money than you. They're the stars of the show.
Yeah. yeah.
Apparently he's the second tier of the three tiers of
Yes,
pay.
He is, though.
So,
yes.
You know, I don't know what you
he's
want.
He's a fan favorite. I mean, all in all, I mean, obviously this story keeps changing and it keeps evolving and... it's just really unfortunate, especially in the climate that we're in. We cannot afford to have people lying.
Nope.
Allegedly. I'll say
right.
allegedly.
Right.
We cannot have people allegedly to be lying about instances of hate crimes. We really have enough of that going on in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's be real.
This totally just added fuel to Trump's fire. Like, now this makes...
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
without
a doubt.
We're
not going to be living this down for a while.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who are Trump supporters who on the day after the attack were like, he made it up, it's a hoax, this and that. And I'm like, oh, here they go again, denying that this kind of thing really happens in this world.
Yeah.
But then they're right.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
really pissed off about it because it's just not cool. And then... you go to find out that it's all because he's unhappy with his pay rate?
Stupid.
I know.
Like,
cause he,
come on. Because
he apparently sent himself that letter, right? To the studio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stick figure.
Yeah, there was also
yes.
a hate letter.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, did this guy never watch Gone Girl? I mean, if you're going to have an idea, I mean, let it sit in your brain and plan that shit out to a T for like a year, buddy.
Right.
I mean, do your homework. And instead, it's like, it was this half-ass, like... I think, did I hear he gave the guys, like, a check or something? Or
yes.
Like, yeah.
It's just like, oh, my God, you are the worst criminal ever.
I know. There's going to be a movie
yes.
about this.
I was thinking the same
and
thing,
it's going to be a comedy.
Yes.
It's going to be a comedy dramedy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
But so now I guess he's not in the final two episodes of Empire that they're
mm-hmm.
shooting currently. So they're
Correct.
Taking him
no.
out. And then I assume he's off the show. I assume somehow
yeah.
they're going to figure out a way to, like, move him out, kill him off. I don't know. He can't really be on that show anymore.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. Well, do we want to talk about a little happier news and talk about one of our previous guests, Davita
Scarlett? Yes! I just have to give a major, major shout out. Davita Scarlett was a guest on our podcast, and she's a really great friend of the podcast, and we are so excited because it has been announced that she has a production deal and partnering with Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine Company,
yes.
and Starz has picked up her pilot, and And we are so excited. We want to congratulate you, Devita, on your accomplishments.
Oh my
God. This is like huge news.
Yeah.
Huge.
This is amazing.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a dream come true. And you absolutely deserve
it. And do we know
Devita.
It's going to be what, maybe like 10 episodes or something for season one on Stars? Do we know that far yet?
I don't know the specifics on how many episodes the Stars has ordered or anything like that. But I do know that this is something that's been in the works for a while. Mm. And it's a pilot. It's a pilot that she's wrote. A while ago. And so we're just, you know, it's really great when you see hard work pay off and in such an exciting way.
That's amazing. I mean, Reese Witherspoon obviously is on the top of the world. So
I know,
this is awesome.
Right?
This is so awesome.
I was like, yeah. When she sent her announcement, I was like, girl, your photo is next to Reese
yes.
Witherspoon in Variety, The Hollywood Reporter. I said, get yes. it. Yes. Deadline.
Yeah.
Yes. Honey.
Oh my
yeah.
God. I
yeah.
love it so much. That's so exciting. We need to bring her on at some point when now she's gonna be super busy
yeah.
but when she's not super busy she's gonna tell us everything because that's awesome.
I know, right?
All right, Foom, did you have one more piece of news that you wanted
yeah,
to talk about?
I did. I just wanted to share because it is a favorite of all three
For
of
sure.
us, The Haunting of Hill House.
Sure is.
It was phenomenal. We think that it was probably one of the best things in horror that we saw.
I think it was some of the best
yeah.
TV of the whole year. So I'm surprised
yeah,
we didn't really see
right?
it get more awards attention. But you
know,
yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people don't really like horror.
Yeah,
though.
I know.
They're
people
really
are
scared
so
of it.
Weird. It's like barely horror. Guys, get over it.
I know. But we're super excited because Netflix has announced that Michael Flanagan is coming back for The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Yeah.
It's going to be season two, so I guess they're going to try to approach it like an anthology. New characters, new house, new haunting.
Inspired by old stories.
Inspired by old stories.
Yep.
So we're super excited. Like, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what he does with this
yeah.
one, if it's the same kind of subtle scares and then outright
mm-hmm.
scares. Like, I'm super excited.
I hope
this.
He brings back at least some of the same cast. I know he likes to work with a lot of those actors we've seen in a lot of his movies, so I
yeah.
hope they keep coming back because I think that's a great group.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or even if
fantastic.
There's like a subtle crossover,
oh.
like it doesn't even have to be anything too big, but maybe it's like one of the new characters is grocery shopping and like runs into like one of the
oh
old
my God,
characters.
Yeah.
Like even something
yeah,
as subtle
yeah,
as
cool.
that
that'd
would be
oh,
so
I love
cool.
that. Yeah. Or like, yeah, the one girl that hooked up with like the lesbian sister is now like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried looking up like the story of Bly Manor and apparently it's something about two young kids and like two siblings, Flora and Miles, and they are attracted or some sort of evil entity latches onto them and wants to, you know, get them or something like that. I wasn't too familiar with that story. I'm not familiar with Bly Manor at all. So
cool.
If anyone is, let us know.
So we'll just be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Love
yeah.
it.
Mark, talk about R. Kelly.
Oh my gosh, guys. So housekeeping. We have some housekeeping updates. And can I just say, hallelujah, R. Kelly.
Seriously.
The monster we know as R. Kelly turned himself in a few days ago. They had a search warrant, I believe. So he turned himself in to Chicago police. And 10 counts of sexual abuse. There was a new video, apparently a VHS tape from back in the day.
Yeah.
A new video that was like
yeah.
45 minutes long or something of him and apparently a 14-year-old girl. So now they have
yeah.
new, obviously, hard evidence. So he has turned himself in. He's arrested. And apparently he has spent at least one night in jail because he could not make his bail. Oh, how sad.
Yeah, they set bail at $1
yeah.
million.
Who?
Keep
exactly.
that mother effer locked
Just,
up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't post. Even if you post bail, throw it out the window. Leave him in there. Don't give him food. Don't give him anything. Just let him just
Rocked.
Sit in the corner, sit in his own shit, because bye. So I thought that was
Absolutely.
Very
And funny. Let's not give him any more airtime.
True. Hey, I love that. He's officially
yeah.
muted. Bye.
Yeah.
What else, Mark, about the Me Too?
Okay, so yes, another quick little housekeeping note that I thought was awesome and super interesting. As you know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about John Lasseter being hired again at a new high-profile job, animation at Skydance, I believe it was. And so Emma Thompson, awesome star writer, Emma Thompson, was supposed to be a voice in this animated film. And once she heard that news that John Lasseter was heading that division of the company, she said, oh, no, I quit. So she is out of that movie after apparently she already started recording some footage. So this is super interesting. High profile actress departs movie. Now who would even take her place? Like now that's like,
yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to be like, you know what, John, we tried to make it work, but like now you're totally putting us at risk of like not hiring good people, you know?
But don't you think they would have thought about that?
Yeah, I
like actors and actresses who would refuse to. I work with them, you're right. I guess I'm just confused.
No, that's a great point. That's like, this now makes it risky to hire big names. But maybe they just needed proof, and Emma Thompson just gave you her proof. She walked out. So I just think it'll be so interesting. It's like, who's going to replace her, and will that hurt that actress? We'll see. But thought that was interesting news.
Yeah.
All right, and I will wrap it up with a quick housekeeping item. Episodes and episodes ago, maybe even last year, I had talked about a CBS pilot called Red Line that was going to be starring Noah Wyle as a white man who's married to a black guy who is shot and killed by a police officer, and the repercussions of that loss for his family and his friends. I've been checking CBS.com like a stalker for the past year, figuring out when the heck this series was going to debut, because it has its own page up there, and it always just said, coming soon. So I was like, when the fuck is soon? Well, they just debuted the trailer this week. It's going to be a 9-part miniseries shown over 4 weeks. And guys, I have to say the trailer looks really good. So check it out.
Was that your pilot that you read for this show, Tom? Or no, you read something else.
No, okay, it was but not. I read a comedy.
Yeah, but you've just really been interested in this story and the news. Okay.
Yeah, I love Noah Wyle. And to see him playing gay is going to be
making your day
new for him. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. Hey.
Okay, cool. And that's going to be on CBS All Access, right? Or is it on CBS?
I think it's on CBS.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think it's an All Access platform. I think it's actually on the broadcast network.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's our news. That was really chock full. So let's get right into our lists. And Fumi, take it away.
Okay, the first thing I want to talk about, I'm so excited. It's called Dating Around. It's on Netflix, and it is an add to your list. You guys, this show is so stinking cute. Okay, so premise. Following New York Singles Around, it is 6 episodes. You go on a first date, and they show you the first date with, like, 5 people. First episode is a guy named Luke, straight-laced white guy real estate agent from New York City. He goes on 5 dates with 5 girls. You see the connection, the awkwardness. It is, like, complete fly on the wall. It is docu-series style. It is shot so beautifully. It is so amazing and so good.
Wow.
Second episode is a 36-year-old divorcee. Third episode is a gay Asian man. Then you've got a quirky New Yorker, a black lesbian, a 70-year-old widower. Oh my God, it's so freaking good.
Wow.
You guys, I'm telling you, add it to your list. Watch it immediately.
30 minutes?
30 minutes. You can knock out this entire first season in an afternoon, and I'm telling you, you're going to love it. The first episode is probably the weakest out of all of them.
Oh, that's so surprising.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, it's not as exciting as once you get into, like, the personalities of everyone else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, of course they're going to try and loop it in with a straight as the first episode.
And, you know, I get the draw for that, you know, probably trying to capture, like, that Bachelor, Bachelorette crowd. But it is not like that show at all. It is, like, so original. There's no producers. There's no. It's literally just the person that's on the date, like the main dater, and then all their dateys, and it's just their interactions. Okay. There are moments where it's awkward. There are moments where people walk out on dates. There are moments where people are like, you know what, this isn't really for me. There are moments where like I'd love to see you again, and the other person's like, I wouldn't. Like it is so good.
Wow.
Watch Dating Around. It is on Netflix. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
And so, Foom, for each episode, what we follow that one person and they each go on 5 dates?
Yeah. So it's basically like same setting, same location, same wardrobe for the main dater.
Okay.
And then you get the 5 or 4 or however many datees.
Gotcha.
So it's basically like one night, but... several dates.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, some people connect.
So like speed dating.
It's basically like speed dating, but like I don't want it to assume that all of the datees see what the other dater is.
Right. Yeah. They're all separate, like shoots. Separate.
Yeah.
Dates,
exactly. Separate shoots. Separate dates. Okay. It's like when you are sitting with the two people, it's like really that intimate connection between those two people. But it intercuts. It's like the one dater will ask the datees all the same question, and then you get like how they each respond.
Oh, fun. Okay. So it kind of makes it almost a little slight. That makes me think of a little like game show type thing where it's like comparing. Like, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not like any other reality show you've seen on anything with dating. I'm telling you guys, it's really different. It's really, really good. Cool. It's really different.
Okay.
It's great. So Dating Around on Netflix. Watch it. Immediately.
Wow.
Honestly. And then the next thing on my list is called Lorena.
Yes.
It is the documentary from Amazon Prime, all about Lorena Bobbitt. It basically showcases, you know, what happened between her and her husband, or ex-husband, I guess I should say.
Right.
What led her to chopping off his neither regions.
His manhood.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's just say it.
Yeah,
she
took it off.
She took a slice,
and it really just follows, you know, what happened, why she did it, how the press vilified her, and I have to say, it's okay to miss.
Because it's Amazon.
Yeah, I was gonna say because it's Prime, and you're not a huge Prime fan.
No, you guys, it's not really that. I just feel like. You guys know I watch a lot of documentaries. I've been in a documentary mood.
You love true crime, as we
I
all
love
do.
True
like,
crime.
You know.
So all of the elements are there, but there's something about it that really kind of is a little weak and just really, like, not produced that well, I guess I should say. And Lorena comes off as super annoying.
So she's actually in it.
Oh.
She's
yeah,
in
they
it
talked
and, like,
to Lorena. They talked to, what was his name, Billy Bob? What was it?
I know what you mean. I can't remember, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember either.
No, John.
John Billy Bob, same thing.
Billy Bob, same thing.
All of the players are there.
Okay.
All of the players are there. John, Lorena, the police officers, the detectives, the first responders, the lawyers, all of them who were involved in the case back then are interviewed. So all of the elements are there. They really are. And it's executive produced by Jordan Peele, who I love.
Yeah.
But I guess for me, Lorena kind of just makes this annoying and kind of hard to watch. She still has that really meek little voice. Mm. And, you know, I was so scared and I didn't know what to do. It's like, girl.
That's good, Foom.
You know, like, you're killing me right
and
now.
And the Oscar goes to.
Yeah, wow. Watch
it's like
out.
She was killing me. And so for that, I had to stop. I couldn't take her.
How many episodes?
I think it's 4.
Do you think it's...
hour each?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ugh. So do you think, Foom, it should have just been, like, maybe just, like, a 2.5, 2 hour or, like, 1.5 hour, like, docu-movie?
I mean, kind of spot on. Like, spot on. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
The first episode is all about the night she does it. The second episode kind of reverts back to, like, what led up to.
Okay.
And then it's, like... you know, the last episode is all about, like, the cycle of abuse and what leads women to, like, want to get back at the men who abuse them. Okay. But it really didn't really need to be cut up that way. I think that you kind of were just right about it maybe just needing to be, like, a 2-hour documentary, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. It might be a better, right. Honestly, a story like that might be a better, like, acted out show or movie, like, you know, with actors actually recreating it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. For sure. Hmm. Okay. But yeah, those were my lists.
All right. Mark, what you got?
All right. So I got two TV shows that I am loving. Okay. So first one is a new Comedy Central show called The Other Two.
I wanted to check this out. How do you you like it? It's funny.
Fumi, you should definitely watch it. Fumi and I, as we know, Tom I don't think has watched, which is cray, but Fumi and I absolutely love Broad City.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm actually saying these words, but this is the final season of Broad City currently airing, and it's going to be very emotional. But so The Other Two is the sort of companion series to Broad City right now. I think they're airing Thursday nights on Comedy Central. So The Other Two is a brand new show created by Chris Kelly and Sarah Schneider. Chris Kelly, for anyone out there who also is a big fan like I am, he has worked on SNL, but he created the great movie, wrote and directed Other People. That was on Netflix with Molly Shannon. Amazing performance. So big Chris Kelly fan, and Molly Shannon is in this show, and God, she is just, she's a legend. I freaking love Molly Shannon. But so.
I really liked her in Private Life.
Yes,
with
Tom.
Catherine Hahn and Paul
absolutely.
Giamatti.
Yes. I feel like she could have, at least maybe for the Indie Spirits, maybe could have gotten like a supporting nom. Like, she was good.
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
She commands every scene
she's bitch.
In. Yes, absolutely. But she's like a funny, like, dumb kind of bitchy character. So, like, you still
yes.
sort of like
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so the other two just started in January. I think it's about 10 episodes. It's going to air until March. So definitely check it out. I watched it on the Comedy Central app. I say add this to your list. It's primarily about these this brother and sister, Carrie and Brooke. And they are, you know, they're in their late 20s, pushing 30-ish, and they're in New York City, and they kind of are not messes. Well, Carrie's an actor, but he cannot catch a break whatsoever, so he's basically a waiter. And he's gay and in love with his roommate, who is sort of straight, but not straight at all. It's so funny. And then Brooke is a total mess, sort of like, she used to be a dancer, but like that never went anywhere, so she's sort of a real estate agent, but she sleeps in the houses that she's selling. Just squatting in them. It's great, guys.
Oh, damn.
So this brother and sister, they're just sort of screw-ups. And they are really, their world is turned upside down when their younger brother, 13-year-old Chase, becomes Chase Dreams, this mega star. Oh my God, it's so clever. This mega star, kind of like a YouTube star turned singer. He's like a young Justin Bieber. The actor that plays him is so friggin' cute. But so, yeah, so their whole world is turned upside down because their younger brother now is a mega major celebrity. And their mom is Molly Shannon, who is this over-the-top momager from Ohio. And they now there's Streeter, the Chase's manager, who, like, is so obsessed with him. Wanda Sykes is in it as a hilarious record exec. Oh, my God, she's so funny. Guys, this will put a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's super goofy. Super awkward, you know, they're going to parties and like they're trying to act cool and no one cares about them, and even Molly Shannon as their mom is like, you know, when are you gonna, like, you know, be like Chase and like be successful, and they're like, I'm working on it. it's so good, guys. One episode is all about how they are staying in Justin Theroux's New York City apartment.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And, like, there's only one bedroom in this massive apartment, so, like, Molly Shannon sleeps by the pool, the indoor pool. She's like, I'm just trying to get some shut-eye at Justin's pool. Guys, it's funny. It's loopy. Please check out The Other Two on Comedy Central. That and Broad City will just make your week.
Right? It's a good little hour.
It's a good hour. And luckily, The Other Two I just saw was just recently picked up for season two. So I'm glad that you know, Comedy Central's given them some love. But and lots of good little celeb cameos. Even Tinsley Mortimer is in it. It's
oh, wacky. Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tinsley makes an appearance at a premiere.
Oh, it's, my God.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I caught the beginning of it after an episode of Broad City because I was watching on my DVR, and I was like cracking up at just the beginning of Chase Dreams. I was like, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, I have to watch this show. It's
going to
be
so good.
Funny.
And like one episode is an arranged relationship with him and like an Ariana Grande type singer. Mm. And it's like, and they're like, oh, you'll love her. She has 8 million followers. She's great. Like, It's really, it's so, so clever. And a lot of it actually, it seems like, is inspired by real situations that the creators have been in themselves. So check it out. You'll have a good time. And then my other item is another great time. Talk about Housewives. I have to give a major shout out to the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I haven't talked about it yet on this show. I've talked about other Housewives.
What? Oh, come on. Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
No, he means like the season. Of course you talked about the Housewives.
I haven't talked about the New Jersey Housewives. I talked about New York. I talked about Dallas. Fumi's talked about Atlanta. We have not talked about Jersey, so zip it. But Fumi, are you watching Jersey?
I'm not. I've caught episodes here and there. And then of course, like, I don't know why this season must've been off the chain. Cause there are so many gifts husband's in the pool.
Your husband's in the pool.
Who
pushed
my husband in the pool?
Yep. Oh my God. Oh, the best moment. That was in the finale. Oh my God. Okay. So guys, I'm just saying, I know you think I'm crazy. Real Housewives of New Jersey, really? That's like maybe the messiest. Well, OC is pretty messy, but that's like one of the messiest housewife franchises. It had some major lows. I mean, it's always sort of been like the black sheep of the whole Bravo family. Uh-huh. I'm telling you guys, this season has been top-notch comedy and drama. These women that they have assembled, I mean, this might now be, like, my number two or three.
I go back and, like, binge?
Fumi, you gotta go back and binge. Right now, as of when this episode will be released, we have only one more reunion episode left. So,
I think I might do it.
Yes, that's why I wanted to shout this out before it's totally done. The reunion, I've watched episode one of the reunion, and I've never seen women just get right into it so quickly. Usually, you know, Foom, that first episode, it doesn't really get good until like halfway through.
Totally.
Teresa is coming in hot. I mean, all these ladies. Yes. And Teresa is like dumber than ever, but she's good
TV.
Did
you see that clip that I tagged
oh my God. It was amazing.
I'm not compassionate. She says, I'm not compassionate. Yeah. That's what I said.
You have no compassionate. So basically, real quick rundown. So the returning housewives, well, of course, the OG Teresa, Melissa, who I love, and she is just so gorgeous. And she's like one of the only voices of reason. We have Margaret, who is amazing, who came on last season. She's the blonde, crazy one. Yes, pigtail. She has her mom, who's always getting work done. It's crazy. Dolores, who was very boring in recent years, but guys, she's got a lot going on this season. She's got good stuff. She's not always up Teresa's butt, but she sort of is. Good stuff. And then and of course, Danielle Staub is back this season, creating some of the biggest, most impressive drama I've ever seen in my life.
She'll probably be a full-time housewife next year.
Yeah, she's not a full-time housewife anymore, but don't you forget her. She is a friend of the wives, and she is stirring that pot. She is the craziest bride you'll ever see, because this season's all about her getting married and then getting divorced a few days later. I mean, can it get any better than that?
I know.
And then the two new wives, very quickly, they are amazing additions. We have Jackie, who is sort of like the Jersey version of like Carrie Bradshaw. Like, she's a writer, she's blonde, she's very nice, she's level-headed. She's the one that got in that fight with Teresa about compassionate. She's like, I have compassionate? What? She's a writer, she's actually educated, she's actually like level-headed, and oh God, the fights are just amazing. She's almost kind of like a less obnoxious Carol from New York.
Uh-huh.
And then the other new one, oh my God, Jennifer. Oh God, she comes in hot, this girl. She, one sip of alcohol, she becomes like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. She, talk about gifts. I mean, this girl, what comes out of her mouth? Jaw dropping. So
wait, who said something about Teresa like might wanting to calm down because isn't she still on parole or isn't she still online?
I think that was Jackie, the writer, the one of the new housewives. Yeah, I think she said like, aren't you still on parole? I would put that down, because she grabs a box of tissues from Andy and she's gonna throw it at Jackie.
Teresa
is unhinged. She's unhinged. Crazy. And even Melissa's like, what are you doing? You're an adult. Put that down. They're like totally at odds again.
Tom, don't you love these tangents we go on? I don't know how you don't find this fascinating.
I do not.
Oh, Tom.
I sit here and I twirl my hair. Guys.
Tom, literally, I beg
listeners,
you.
I sit here and twirl my hair and I'm like watching the minutes count by.
Quit twirling and get it on TV. I'm telling you, Tom, at least watch the reunion episodes. That'll give you all the good stuff anyway. Foom, even if you just want to watch like the finale and then the reunion episode, episodes.
No, we'll I'm going to go back because my friend Gina was also like, come over and watch The Real Housewives reunion. This season has been on fire. So it has I'm going to go watch it.
Literally, I cannot echo that sentiment more. This whole season has been on fire. They've gone on like 10 trips and every one of them, oh my God, glass breaking and oh my God, screaming. And Jennifer says, well, real quick, Margaret calls Jennifer's lips like a monkey's asshole because they're so like,
oh,
I don't know. But,
but
Margaret goes, well, your lips look like a monkey's asshole. And then Jennifer goes, an asshole that you suck, probably. It's so good. And everyone's jaws dropped and it's at a nice dinner, of course. I'm just telling you guys, don't sleep on Jersey. Real Housewives of New Jersey, catch it. You will not regret it. This season has been gold. Okay. That's all I got.
All right. What's the next one to premiere?
New York. And
so I guess that'll be on your list.
New York and I think another one's Oh, and Beverly Hills just started. And that, so far, Denise Richards, I'm liking her. So, yeah. So sorry, Tom. All we're going to be talking about it more. You'll just have to get on board someday.
Seriously.
Great. All right. I will wrap us up, guys. So first thing on my list is the movie Cold War.
Mm.
Oscar nominated for Foreign Best Film.
Yes.
I gotta say, guys, I don't get the hook.
Wow.
That's what I've heard. That is what I've heard.
Wow, Tom. That is what I've heard.
All right, so it is basically about two people, Victor and Zula. It starts in 1949 in Poland, and it goes all the way to the end of the late 60s, so during the era that the U.S. and Russia were engaged in the Cold War, hence the name. So Victor is a musical director, and he discovers they're going through the Polish countryside looking for talent within peasants, and he discovers this one woman named Zula, who he brings into the company, and it's like this dance and song company that he's musical director of, and they start putting on a few good performances, and they're a big hit. But then they get caught up. This company gets caught up in the propaganda machine for Stalin and the rise of communism, right? Which is very anti-art, very anti-expressionism. And so Zula and Victor, who fall in love very quickly during her audition, actually, they decide that they want to try and escape Poland, and they make their way to Paris. And actually, most of the movie takes place in Paris, France. And they make their way into France, and Victor's happy, but Zula is not, and her celebrity keeps rising. She keeps getting more and more noticed, and she's putting out these songs that are major hits in all across Europe. But she still feels like because she can't be in her home country of Poland that she doesn't really have an identity. So the two of them are always at odds because he's happy to be able to still do art. But she is feeling like she's lost. She doesn't know who she is. And so they have this very tumultuous relationship over the course of these 20 years. Basically, I feel like the movie is a Polish version. It's kind of like A Star Is Born meets Romeo and Juliet. That's the best way I'm going to describe
it. Okay, I could see that just from my limited, clips. Okay.
Sure. It's shot interestingly. It's in black and white. But I got to tell you, we talk about Roma, and we've been kind of shitting all over Roma all awards season long. But, Alfonso Cuarón really did something with his cinematography, and you see, you really understand that and appreciate that once you see Cold War, because Cold War is just so bland, I guess.
Interesting.
And it's interesting because the director Pavel Slosky, I believe his last name is, he is nominated or was nominated for Best Director,
right,
at the Oscars. And I don't understand why he does something that's really frustrating to me. In most of his shots, the subjects, the characters, are in the lower quadrant of the screen. Oh. So you have all of this space above, which is really, really frustrating.
Huh.
It had to be a choice that he made deliberately, but it was very distracting to me. But in the end, guys, I'm going to say it's an okay to miss, only because there was a lot of research I had to do about Poland during that time. I mean, obviously, I know about right after World War II. The Soviets took Poland and it was under Soviet control. And, I knew all that, but there was a lot of context that I just didn't have going into the movie that I needed to get afterwards, and then some of the things that happened kind of made sense to me. But my biggest gripe with it is that it's 92 minutes long.
Oh, it's short.
And it yes. Wow. It's 92 minutes long, and it chronicles like 20 years of a love story. So you can guess that you don't really get a lot of insight into their relationship, which I found very odd.
Interesting. So you actually think it should have been a little longer.
I do. Yeah, I think you needed a lot more character development and a lot more context into why they were so attracted to each other, why they fell in love with each other, why they put up with each other's bullshit all throughout these 20 years. I didn't feel like you had that, so I'm going to say it's an okay to miss.
Wow, very interesting. Okay.
So, Fumi, you've heard bad things as
well? Yeah, I've heard that people don't understand the hype. I feel like that's with a lot of movies this season, to be honest.
But
that it was also boring. The cinematography wasn't the greatest. That was the first time I heard of you talking about the filming, though, of like how much headspace is there, which I think would drive me utterly insane.
Yeah, so that's so interesting. Would there be any shots, Tom, where, like, I don't know, something was flying over their heads or, like, signs or anything? Weird. Okay. Odd.
Is it? Yeah. What was the production company that released Cold War? Or who distributed it?
I think Bleecker Street did the U.S. distribution, I think. Don't quote
me. And I feel like Amazon was also involved somehow.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yes, you're right, Amazon.
It'll be on Amazon eventually, so I'll check it out then.
Yeah. Might be a nice
snap. See what you think.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. And the second thing on my list is an ad. It is a fun little country song right now called Ladies in the 90s.
Okay.
Has either of you heard of it?
Nope.
Okay. So it is by Lauren Elena. And if the name sounds familiar to you, it's because she at one point was an American Idol finalist. It came down her season. It came down to her and Scotty McCreery. Oh. And they were both kind of country people. Mm-hmm. And Scotty ended up winning. And right after American Idol, she came out with an album that kind of fizzled. I think it produced one or two singles that did okay on country airplay. And then she kind of went away for a while. But about a year ago, she came back with a second album that really took off in a way that the first one didn't. I don't know if she just went in a totally different direction or if she signed on with a different label that took her in a different direction. But good stuff. And it's smart because, you know, 90s nostalgia is still pretty hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so why not country music tap into it as well? And I hope we're okay to do this now that we're on Spotify, but I'm just going to read a quote from the chorus, and it'll help you understand why I love this song so much. It's just such a throwback, and when it comes on, I turn it up and I sing along like I'm, you know, a lady in the 90s. Anyway, the chorus goes, I just want to feel like the ladies in the 90s. Turn the dial and find me some strawberry wine. Remember song? So I can sing all night long, acting like I'm Britney. Come on, baby, hit me just one more time.
Oh.
Yes, okay. Man, I feel like a woman. There's your Shania. Oh, wow. I can feel you breathe. Oh. There's your Faith Hill. Hey, I don't want no scrubs.
Oh.
Hi, TLC.
Candy.
Need a cowboy to take me away. That's your Dixie Chicks. I want to feel like ladies in the 90s. Ladies in the 90s. Hey, hey, hey.
Whoa.
Right?
This sounds like it's like her 90s ladies version of like Mambo Number 5.
A little bit of
Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. A throwback to Mambo Number 5.
Right?
Number 5.
I mean, it's still so good.
Yeah, when it comes on, because I have Sirius XM, when it comes on 90s on 9, I'm always like, Mambo, number 5.
Mambo.
And, yes.
Wow, okay, that's a fun song.
So check it out.
More clever than I thought it was going to be.
It.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
I think, you know what, Tom? It's funny. I did not watch Idol at all then. I really didn't care at all at that time. But I think I met her and Scotty and, like, the top people when they came to Wendy. Because when I worked at Wendy, like, each week they'd bring on, like, a few of the singers. So, yeah, I feel like I wonder if I met her. I'll have to look her up. But that's cute.
Yeah, look her up. Check out the song.
Okay.
So that's our list for the week, guys. We had an ad was Dating Around on Netflix.
Absolutely.
Mark added the other two and Real Housewives of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I added Ladies in the 90s. Fumi skipped Okay to Miss Lorena, so take that away. And I said Cold War was also Okay to Miss, so take that away. And we have four ads and two
There you go.
So, before we go.
Oh my god.
We are long overdue for a Tom's Trivia. I think it's been like four or five.
Has it really? Oh gosh! Yeah. Wow.
It's been a minute.
I really do feel like it's been a minute.
Who was the reigning champ, though? It might have been you.
I think it might have been you, Foom. Is that what you're trying to get at?
I think it might have been.
Well, we'll see about
that. Last time wasn't it a tie? Oh. Last time it was legit.
Yeah,
it might have been a tie.
Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Bravo trivia?
No. We did Bravo trivia, but then I thought we did something else after that. No? Maybe not. I don't know. It's all a blur.
Anyway, this week we're going to play Awards Tom's Trivia. So we are at the culmination of what we feel has been a very long awards season.
Mm-hmm.
So any type of awards is fair game for this one, right? So we're talking Oscars, Golden Globes, BAFTA, SAG, Grammy. Okay, it is awards culmination.
I didn't realize that there was a plethora of awards we were choosing from.
Oh, yes, there are.
Uh-oh, okay.
All right, so we will remind listeners, I have a handful of questions, and I will read them rapid fire. The first one who successfully and correctly answers each question gets a point. At the end, we add up the points, and whoever is the winner is the Entertainment Geek of the Week.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys ready? Do you need a minute? Do you want to take a breath?
Stretching it out, making sure I'm agile.
Deep breath. All right. Stretch out your faces. Me. Okay.
La, 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 la. And we are going on 3, 2, 1. Why is a Grammy Award called a Grammy?
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on, Tom.
It's an old equipment thing. It's for the Grammys.
It's the Grammy Award, whatever that thing is called.
It's a something-o-gram. Ding.
We're going to say neither of you got that. You guys are so close, both of you. It's short for the gramophone.
Okay.
All right, so zero points. Okay, next question. Out of the Grammys, Golden Globes, Oscars, BAFTAs, and SAGs, which is the oldest?
Wait, say the list again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out of Grammys, Golden Globes, Oscars, BAFTA, and SAG, which award is the
oldest?
I'm going to say Oscars.
Mark answered first.
What? That is bullshit. You were on a time delay.
He was like a millisecond ahead of you.
A time delay.
No. He was a millisecond ahead of you. All right. True or false? The first Screen Actors Guild Awards were in 1995.
True.
I think that was true. Fumi probably got it.
Fumi, okay. Correct. True. Next one. What is the highest grossing Best Picture Oscar winner of all
time? Titanic.
Oh, Mark.
No, he didn't. We said it at the same time.
Nope. No, he nope. was
you
like
are
a
giving
millisecond nope. ahead of you.
Referential
nope.
treatment
I said
to
it,
Mark.
I said it a millisecond before you. I think you're on a delay. I think you might have to call your cable internet provider.
This is bullshit.
All right, next one. We're in Black History Month, so we'll give a little attention to that. Last time when we did this trivia, I asked who was the first black person to ever win an Oscar. Mm. This year, I'm going to ask you, who is the first black person to ever win a Grammy?
Oh, God.
Ray Charles? That is so not right, though. Billie Holiday?
Hold on. Is it like, honestly, I have no idea. I'll have to just pass.
You guys are going to kick yourself. Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, of course. Wow. Okay. Wow, that's a tough one.
Zero.
Tom. Okay.
Okay. Tom Hanks won Best Actor 2 years consecutively in a row for which films?
Philadelphia and, Forrest Gump?
Yep. Whee! Mark.
I couldn't think of Forrest Gump. I was, like, going through, like, tomatoes.
I saw it, Fumi. I saw it.
Box of Chocolate. I could not remember the damn name of the movie.
The Chocolate Movie.
All right, next one. How many Grammys has Katy Perry won?
Mm. None.
Yes,
oh,
Fumi
wow.
got it. Zero.
Okay. Dang.
Katy Perry has won 0 Grammys. How many Grammys has Queen won?
Oh.
8.
17.
0.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that's awful.
Yep.
The
Queen
Grammys are
as
so
a band
dumb.
Never won a Grammy.
The Grammys don't know what they're doing.
They don't. They really they don't.
True or false? Final question. Edie Falco has the most SAG noms ever.
False.
I would say false.
And you're both wrong. It's true.
She does?
Really?
You're forgetting Sopranos? That she got nominated for Sopranos and
Nurse Jackie.
Oh, Nurse Jackie.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she probably has what, at least like 8 noms then or something like that?
I think like 9.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right,
Edie.
About Nurse Jackie. Yeah.
And if it came down to it, Mark is clearly the winner with it came out 3-2. Mark had 3, Fumi had 2, both of you had 0 on 2 questions.
Yeah.
But our little tiebreaker, if needed, was going to be, how many Golden Globe nominations does Meryl Streep have?
God,
oh, my
like
God.
23.
I think it's 18.
Nope, that's the Oscar nom. She has 33
Holy shit!
Oh, my God.
Right?
That is
not wild.
Oh, my God. That is seriously, like, funny, actually.
Does she literally just get nominated for every movie she's in? She
Especially
must.
The Globes.
Probably.
Especially with the Globes, yeah.
Like, oh my God, I would Meryl. Just like to preface this quote-unquote winner
yeah.
by saying that I got 2 at the same time as Mark.
No.
No.
Whatever.
You'll hear it in the playback.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Fumi just is not a fan of me winning, of the RuPaul's Drag Race winner. she probably is not a fan of the Big Brother winner. So.
No, I'm happy with the Big Brother winner. The RuPaul Drag Race winner, I mean, come on, let's be honest.
I know, yeah.
That was
Drag
whack.
Race was sort of like, what? Yeah. Okay.
That was fun.
All right.
That was fun.
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners, for sticking with us. We had a lot. It was a jam-packed episode. We want to give our usual shout-outs and thank yous to Greg, Allie, and Jay for their support of this podcast. We want to give our obligatory plea for you to follow us on all of our social outlets. We are on Insta, Facebook, and Twitter. There is no excuse for you to not know what's going on when we have a new episode because we always be telling you.
True.
Subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. And we will catch you next time.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.